Welcome, everybody. Today, we will be discussing the topic of what is worth fighting for. What is the point of bloodshed and death? Everyone has a reason to fight your rebel, but not all are worthy, you're just. In occupation, your forced subjugation always leads to bloodshed and even more future conflict.
As shown by the book, A Little Piece of Ground, an occupation leads to the abolishment of all civil liberties. People could lose all their freedom and can be stuck in their homes.
Those occupied could be treated as dogs, non-human, labeled as something you could never change. The Palestinian people can be shot and killed by Israeli soldiers, and the soldiers would be rewarded for it instead of being punished. The Palestinian people have been labeled as terrorists by the Israeli government, while Palestine just wants independence and freedom from Israel, who is occupying their country forcibly and massacring innocent civilians. Being outside can get a Palestinian shot. Praying or gathering in religious groups can get them shot. A word against the Israeli government can get them shot.
Israel has been proven to have partaken in multiple massacres known by the world, but they were never punished. Instead, their armies have grown and they continue to occupy Palestine.
The Palestinian people have had their lives taken away from them. Anything the Israeli military wants, it takes, leaving families with nothing to live off of. Palestinian lands have been purposely destroyed or ransacked as an attempt to drive the Palestinian people to leave the lands they have lived in for more than a century, purely because the Israelis claim it is rightfully theirs.
This is shown by the Israeli settlers when they forced Karen's family off of their own land, and when the settler yelled, "You're olives, forget it. This is part of our settlement now. You will never pick olives here again. Do you want to get shot?" This also shows how the Israelis don't care about the human cost of their conquest, as even civilians are willing to gun down young children and their families without remorse. Palestine has been the site of warfare since the 1st of March 1920, even before Israel was officially formed. Children, such as Karim, are afraid of dying or worse, being maimed by the Israeli soldiers. This is shown in the story when Karim writes, "If I have to get shot, only places I heal up, not in the head or spine."
It is shown that the Israeli soldiers actually believe their own lies that all Palestinians are evil and terrorists. This is shown in the text when it says, Karim could feel the soldier's fingers, still gripping his arm, were shaking. He's terrified, he thought with surprise.
The Palestinians are treated as the Jews were in Nazi Germany, as a lesser people, stripped of their humanity, whose lives were broken and ruined by a terrible occupation, with many dying from this. This is one reason why people decide to fight.